Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Barzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
I'm Tyson Deskins.
This week, we're going to talk about one of my students actually asked me, he's going on a cruise. He didn't want to bring his club. He can't hit, they don't have a range where you hit those biodegradable golf balls into the ocean and plug up a whale's blowhole, and then George Costanza doesn't find it. So he wanted to know how to practice while he's on a cruise without a golf club, okay? So we're going to kind of take it that way, although I will start off by saying if you can take even like a grip, like with a dowel rod stuck in it, that can be a good thing, right? If you can just take a dowel rod with a grip stuck on the end, that's better than nothing, and that can fit in a suitcase. You're not going to be hitting golf balls, but at least it gives you something to swing, especially if the dowel rod has a little weight on the end. So it's kind of like a golf club, but, you know, we also have like really short cut-down clubs that you could use and stuff like that, but we're going to mostly assume that you're not going to do that. Okay, so you're on vacation, you don't have a golf club, but you still want to practice some golf, not for hours a day, but a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
What do you do?
Yeah, you want to be that golf nut that's standing in the airport making air swings. It's perfect. It's what every golfer aspires to be.
And would that shot that ends up in the whale's blowhole, would that be considered a hole-in-one? Pretty sure.
Blowhole-in-one, yeah.
Blowhole-in-one.
Right.
Love it. Jason,
yeah, there's not many of those.
There's not many of those out there. Jason, what's one of your go-tos that you would tell somebody for this?
Obviously mirror work. That's the best thing that you can do. The more that you can make your practice swings over and over again, let's say you're working on, you know, making a good turn or make sure your arm structure is in a good spot. If you can just get in front of a mirror and allow yourself to make that and then check, right? I'd much rather you like look down, get to that position, then take a peek at it rather than you like watch the whole time. Cause I have seen where students have baked into their swing where they actually watch the club head move off the golf ball.
Yeah.
Because they practice it a lot, right? You got to be careful that you don't want to overdo something like watching the club move off the golf ball because it's going to get in. It's going to get in your real swing. So yeah, mirror work is for sure one of the easiest things that you can do. Eric, what about you?
I think that I'm going to go a different way and say that taking a break isn't a bad thing. Mm. So you could just take a break. You could just say, all right, I'm going on a cruise. I don't need to practice my golf swing.
I'm actually going on vacation.
8 days. I'm going on vacation. I can just take a break.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You're allowed to do that. It's perfectly fine. That said, you could also do some other things like stretch. You could go to the gym that's on the cruise ship or at your hotel or whatever. You could do some golf things that aren't necessarily golf swing. Okay. That rhymes. I didn't intend it to. You can do some golf things that aren't golf swings. You can do some stretching. You can do some strength work. You can do some flexibility work. You can do some things like that. You could get in some exercises to increase range of motion. Do some things like that. That's a good use of time as well. Might be a good time to get into the habit of doing those things as well, but
yeah,
it's a good use of time. Come back feeling really good about your body after vacation.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with taking a break from your swing and just working on your body, relaxing, like take some days off, like rest. Just like if you're going to do bodybuilding, you can't do that every single day. You need some time off. Give yourself some time to stretch, like get your body to repair. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. What about you, Tyson?
I think it's hard for golfers to actually step away and take a break, right? I think we almost ingrain ourselves that we got to be doing something. If we're not doing anything, then we're regressing. You guys know as well as I know, you know, sometimes the best thing a player can do is actually take a step away. Sometimes we just need to put the clubs away and come back the next day or the next week. A lot of times people are shocked at what that does for their ability to go and play the game. You know, to your guys' point, I think mirror work is amazing. Obviously the stretching and you know, cable machines in these gyms at hotels. There's a lot of golf type movement that we can do in those facilities. And I think something that we could do if we don't have a club, we don't have a grip is, you know, we could use our phone and we could put our phone on video mode so we can see ourselves. I mean, heck, we could even grip our phone sort of like a golf club, you know, on the flat side and make some small little movements. I would just encourage people, again, when you're on vacation, 5 minutes of time making some movements is plenty, and then go and enjoy the rest of your day with your family. Again, it's hard for us to take a step back and walk away and feel like we're still making progress, but your progress is not going to be broken by taking a break.
Yeah, I think they used to call it Swing Cybernetics or Swing, you know, they had those swings that were just like on repeat where they had pros. I think they were the ones in front of those square backgrounds,
right?
The square colored backgrounds, Swing Cyber, something like that. But you could also even do stuff like this. You could play some, whether it's tour tempo or some tones, right? You could play some tones and picture your golf swing or just move in time with the tones. And just feel, if you're working on your tempo or your rhythm, you could make some swings like that. Just swish your hands back and forth. Put your hands together like you're holding a, hold a pen or something. You know, it doesn't matter. Or just put your hands together in an interlocking grip or something. And then make some swings in time with the tones, even if you're not holding a golf club.
Yep.
You could do things like that. You can do, I've read studies about people that rehearse their swing in their mind and then play better the next day because they literally feel they got 10 minutes of good practice in by thinking about their swing.
Yeah.
So you could be trying to fall asleep at night, and rather than counting sheep or whale blowholes, you could be picturing your swing while you are lying there in bed. You could be just thinking, okay, back, two, three, down. Or whatever your tempo is, whatever tones you kind of have. You could be doing it in your mind. We've talked about mirrors. You can do some pressure and balance drills, okay? You can find a place. You could set up, you know, a board with a thing underneath it and make kind of a little, your own little wobble board. And you could feel how much you need to move to actually get it to go. If my pelvis only moves, what does my head want to do? You know, or my torso. You can do some things like that where you just feel where your weight and pressure go. You know, weight and pressure are different in a moving system. Weight is not always the same as pressure, but you can do some work like that to see what am I actually doing when I feel this, right? It's a good time, like we've said, for mirror work, because a mirror is real-time feedback on what your body's actually doing. When it feels like I do this, what actually happened? If you're not going to be able to hit a golf ball, I'll say this. It's a good time to look at other parts of your swing that you can't normally look at when you're looking at a golf ball. Look at what your wrists do at the top of your backswing. Like, go ahead and turn your head and look at them because you're not hitting a ball anyway. So you may as well look at your wrists at the top of your backswing. See what, how much range of movement you have once your wrists are hinged to, you know, palm reflex or extend your wrists. See, you know, if I palm reflex my lead wrist, how much does that limit how much I can hinge my wrists? Whatever, you can look at some things like that. You can explore some things. Jason, do you have something else that they can do?
Yeah, I'm going to just jump back a little bit because that was such a good point where you're talking about it, just imagining your swing. You can do the exact same thing, but play a full round of golf. There's a story, I don't know if it's true or not, but when I was in the military, there was a story of this guy that got captured in Vietnam, and he, how he made it through his camp encampment was basically he imagined himself playing his home course over and over and over again. And the story goes that when he got back, got better, went out and golfed and shot, you know, his best round of his life, even though he hadn't golfed in, you know, all that time when he was in the military and over in Vietnam. But he basically just recreated that, you know, those thoughts in his brain. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Like, just imagine like how you're going to play, you know, your course or a course that you're going to go play. Just imagine in your mind, and you'd be amazed at how much easier it feels. As you go to play, because your brain doesn't know what's real or not. You know, when you think about it, your brain's like, oh, we're really there. We're hitting those shots. You know, we're you know, driving it, you know, straight on the first hole. We're hitting on to the middle of the green. We're making that putt. Just go through that over and over and over again. And it's a great thing to do. And now, obviously, if you're on the beach somewhere, I'd much rather you be looking at the ocean than closing your eyes doing that. But, you know, if that's what you want to do on your free time, absolutely.
Yeah, we're living in the Matrix anyway, so why not?
That's right.
I have a real quick story that twice I saw this guy out, one time without clubs, one time with clubs, and he would go around the golf course that I played at and make swings, again, one time without clubs at all and one time with clubs, but there was no golf ball. And he would make a swing with like a 7-iron and then like be mad and then like walk off to the right bunker, and because apparently he had a bad shot and it went in the right bunker. Yeah. And you could ask him what he shot and he would be like 85 and you'd be like, you didn't hit a ball. Like, but he would go around, literally physically go around the golf course and play the round of golf without hitting a ball. So that's a different level, but yeah,
it's a good way to not lose any balls.
Right. Yeah. He didn't lose any. So you can't do that on the cruise ship, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time too, you can improve your golf game. Take all your stats. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have 20 minutes at night, take all your stats and go through them and look at each area of your game and see if you can notice some patterns. You could be like, oh, I'm losing 2.3 shots per round on my approach play, but why? What ranges of clubs? What distances? Are you hitting? Are you missing short right all the time? Are you missing long left all the time? Is it all over the place? Do you just lack any pattern at all? You can look at your stats. That's a good time to dig into your stat and say, okay, because then you can formulate a plan while you're on vacation for when you get back to land or back from vacation and say, okay, I found out that I'm costing myself a lot of shots because I'm consistently half a club short and right all the time. So if nothing else, I'm going to take an extra club or figure out why I keep whiffing it off the toe and coming up in the right front bunker or something. Or you find out that your putting from inside 10 feet is good, but you can't use three putt too often because from outside of 25 feet, you're not leaving yourself tap-ins very often or whatever you find. You could just, it's improving your golf game, but it's not physical. You could do it at, you know, 11 o'clock at night without disturbing anyone, assuming the computer light isn't too bright or whatever. And that could be a good way to work on your golf game or get better at golf without having access to be able to swing a club. Building a great at-home practice setup has never been easier. Advances in launch monitors, cameras, training software, projectors, screens, mats, and more make getting some quality practice in more practical than ever. Tyson, Jason, and I recommend you work with the experts at Carl's Place to create your own dream home simulator or practice station, as we've done in building out our academies and studios. Carl's Place experts will take photos and measurements of your space and optimize everything to create an affordable and awesome place for you to practice and play without ever leaving your home. As thanks for listening to the Spin Axis, you can save 5% store-wide with the coupon code SPINAXIS. You've got to write it down because it's not going to be published on the web at carloveet.com. That's carloveet.com.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of golfers that come for lessons and I'm like, where are you lacking? Like, why are you squaring what you'd like to? And they're like, why? Well, I don't know. Like, okay, well, that's your first problem is you need to know like what you need to work on. Cause everyone always just says the same stuff. It's like, oh, I want to be more consistent. I'm like, well, what are you consistently bad at right now? And they're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, okay, well, next time you play, just make some notes. You don't have to go every shot, but any shot that is, let's say, worse than 60-75% of whatever you want it to be, then like make a little note. Why did that happen? Like, yeah, did you strike it on the toe? Did you, you know, was the face too closed?
And let's be clear, golfers are very, very bad. Maybe not our audience because we have more serious golfers, but golfers in general are really bad at understanding where they gain and lose strokes.
Big time.
They will say, oh, my irons are fine, but, you know, I'm horrible with the driver. And maybe they are bad with the driver, but they're also really bad with their irons.
Yeah.
But because they get it airborne and forward, they think they're fine with it.
Yep.
But they hit two greens around.
Yep.
You know, just because they're not hitting it out of bounds with their irons, they think they're fine with their irons.
Yep.
And they're not. They misjudge distances or whatever the reason. Until you actually look at statistics and compare yourself either against your current level to see if you're fairly well-rounded, right? Maybe you're a great putter, but you're losing strokes on off the tee and approach, you know, and they balance out and you're a 15 handicap because of that, or a five because of that. Compare yourself to your current level and compare yourself to the next level.
Yeah.
Okay. And they shouldn't be even. They shouldn't all be even, but you know, we gain and lose more strokes in approach game and driving in general. So if you're losing 1-1-1-1 to the next level up or 2-2-2-2, your short game and putting are actually worse off than they should be, you know, cause you should be losing less in those categories. Look at your stats, you know. A lot of people are not good at their stats, or they track stats, but they never actually look at them.
Yeah.
Beyond the surface level stuff. Or they look at one round. You can't look at one round. One round is, your putting especially is going to be highly variable in one round. You can be the same exact putter and some days they go in, some days they don't. It's just luck at that point. Putting is highly variable. I've told this before when Patrick Cantlay gained, I think, 14 shots putting in that one tournament that he got into the playoff and beat Bryson in, I think. He actually lost strokes in the third round putting.
It's incredible.
He made up so many in the other rounds. He set the all-time record on the PGA Tour in strokes game putting, but he lost strokes, I think, in the third round. It was only like 2.3, but he still lost two strokes in an otherwise hot putting week. So track your stats. Look at your stats.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, go Tyson.
You know, everybody in today's world, we all have our smartphones. You could, you know, download, you know, like the Shot Pattern app and go through your course. And a lot of those apps give you a free trial. If you're not wanting to spend the money on an app while you're on vacation, get the free trial and literally GPS your course. And, you know, maybe you'll see a different approach to a certain hole that sort of you struggle with when you're out there playing. To your point, most of those apps in today's world also keep stats. So you get a 2-for-1 there where you can see your stats and you can map your course. You know, that's a good use of your time while you're on vacation. Jason, where were you going?
No, I was just going to say, you know, once you have those stats, then make a plan. Like, you know, when you're sitting on the beach, grab a notebook and you go, like, all right, as soon as I get back home, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, right, I'm going to hit balls for 30 minutes, 45 minutes and create a plan where once you go out to the range, you actually have, all right, I'm going to hit balls for 5 minutes warming up. Then I'm going to go do technical work for 10 minutes and then I'm going to do skill work and then I'm going to play, you know, 9 holes in my mind. And then you have this plan that you, when you go to the driving range, now you're not just randomly beating balls because you took that little bit of time when you're on vacation to create a good plan for you to like have consistency inside your game or whatever you want to call it. I mean, the amount that people say they want to be consistent, but then they don't do the little things consistently. It always shocks me where it's, you know, when I got better at golf, it was like every 3 days I wrote down like all my notes and I went, all right, why am I not, you know, where I want to be? And that was something that I did every 3 days. It didn't matter what got in my way. I wrote down those notes because then at least I had something to fall back on. If you know, everything went sideways, I would do that. And then it's like, all right, what I need to change in my practice to be able to like rectify what's happening in my game.
Yeah. I have two things to close up and you guys can add some summaries of your points or add a quick point after that as well. Another thing you can do on a vacation, take care of setup. Look at setup. Look at your balance. Set your feet a certain distance from a wall and learn to set up so your butt doesn't touch the wall if you're trying to get your weight a little bit more forward in your feet or something like that. Check your angles of like how much your torso is bent down to the ball. Check to where your arms are hanging or whether you're reaching out for the ball or not. Take care of some of those little things, like see how much axis tilt you have at setup. When you aren't going to hit a shot, you can just grip, again, a spatula or something, or a pen or whatever, grip that in your hands and go to a setup position and learn a comfortable setup position. And then my last note was going to be this, which we didn't think of before, and I didn't even put it in my notes for the show, but ask your golf coach what you should work on for a week when you're on vacation. He knows what you're working on.
Yeah.
Say, I won't have a club. What can I do, coach? What can I do while I'm on vacation for 10 minutes a day? He might tell you something that's directly related to what you're doing. Or he might say, go have fun.
Yeah.
Take a week off. Maybe.
Your coach would love that, by the way, right? Your coach would love that you're engaged enough to ask that question. And I think the only thing I would add here is, you know, work on your tan, even out your golf tan while you're on vacation. You know, you're there to enjoy vacation. Work on your tan.
Get rid of the monkey feet.
That's right.
Yeah. Or the Stewart sink. Man, that thing was amazing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jason, you got anything left?
No, I think we covered all those. I mean, from one person that loves margaritas to the next, I mean, that's what I would tell you to, unless you're not drinking, then don't drink.
Wobbly pops.
Yeah, wobbly pops. Exactly.
All right.
Awesome.
Great episode, everyone. If you have any questions, let us know. You can always reach us online at thespinaxis.com or all social medias at thespinaxis.
Enjoy your vacation.